You're listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip.
Today is April 12th, and we are reading out of the book of 2 Kings. As we open the scriptures, take this time to pause, be still, and focus on his word and his presence. Then King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. He saw an altar in Damascus and sent to Uriah the priest a sketch of the altar with detailed plans for its construction. So Uriah the priest built an altar in accordance with all the plans that King Ahaz had sent from Damascus and finished it before King Ahaz returned. When the king came back from Damascus and saw the altar, he approached it and presented offerings on it. He offered up his burnt offering and grain offering, poured out his drink offering, and splashed the blood of his fellowship offerings against the altar. As for the bronze altar that stood before the Lord, he brought it from the front of the temple, from between the new altar and the temple of the Lord, and put it on the north side of the new altar. King Ahaz then gave these orders to Uriah the priest. On the large new altar, offer the morning burnt offering and the evening grain offering, the king's burnt offering and his grain offering, and the burnt offering of all the people of the land, and their grain offering and their drink offering. Splash against this altar the blood of all the burnt offerings and sacrifices, but I will use the bronze altar for seeking guidance. And Uriah the priest did just as King Ahaz had ordered. 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 10 through 16. King Ahaz observed a pagan altar while visiting Damascus and purposed to construct a similar altar in the temple of God in Jerusalem, which would have been a further sign of submission to the Assyrians. After he commanded Uriah to construct an altar following the pattern of the one in Damascus, Ahaz offered worship upon the pagan altar in the temple of God. This act demonstrated the profound moral perversion of the nation of Judah. The king himself, who functioned as the people's leader and representative, offered false worship on the site where God was meant to be worshipped. Jesus faced a similar situation when he observed the money changers and merchants in the temple of God. Jesus drove the people from the temple because he was angered that his house was turned into a den of robbers in Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 13. Judah's moral decline did not stop with King Ahaz. Repeatedly, the people demonstrated an impoverished view of God by practicing false worship. The church, throughout all generations, must guard itself at all costs against twisting God's good gifts into a means of false worship. They must work to protect God's church from those who would lead them to worship something other than God. Let's pray. Jesus, protect your body from the temptations of false worship and encourage us to dig into your word so we will not easily be led astray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip. Passion Equip makes it easy for you to watch the most powerful messages of passion, relive moments of worship, and find articles and tracks that are specifically designed for the season of life you're in and the questions you have. To access thousands and thousands of resources, all designed to encourage you towards knowing God above all else, visit PassionEquip.com today.